Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour
101.5 UMFM.
All right, welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, Station's 101.5 UMFM. And wow, what a week it's been, eh? What with reopening of some stores and people thinking, hey, it's a free-for-all, everything's back to normal. And yeah, no, folks, stay at home when you can. Practice your social distancing. Be safe out there. Also, we lost a couple of musicians this week who were, to say the least, massive influences in their respective genres. First and foremost, really, Little Richard passed away, whose impact on rock and roll cannot be overstated. Everything about rock and roll is because of him, pretty much. The energy, the attitude, the sexiness, everything. I mean, that guy was... He laid the blueprint. So yeah, he passed away over the weekend. And I was searching for a song or a cover that I could play of someone that did it. And there's a bunch out there, but this one kind of stood out. It's super trashy and noisy and lo-fi. And yeah, so I think that sums it up perfectly. This is Phone Jerks out of Moncton with Heebie-Jeebies. On A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
You know, Ma, you gotta...
Welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Beast Music there with a track called Midnight Strikes Back from their brand new album, Darkness Only Knows. That's what a interesting album that is. I love the use of the saxophone, and it's got this like funky garage rock feel to it. Yeah, really cool thing about that too is they're actually giving their album, their LPs away. If you can provide proof that you made a $25 donation to a charity of your choice. So what a bold idea. I really, really respect them for that. I discovered those guys through a hashtag on Twitter I follow. Every once in a while, No Pants Record Store Shopping pops up. And there's a handful of us that follow it, but you get into some pretty good rabbit holes, people posting a lot of interesting stuff, and that's where I got into those guys from. There was one of those record store, No Pants Record Store Shopping days a few weeks back, I think, so a lot of the rest of the episode will feature music I discovered through that. We're going to start it off with a couple of covers. Most of you have probably already heard that awful version of Nevermind's About a Girl by, I'm going to leave that band nameless. If you're fortunate enough not to have seen it, spare yourself, please. We're going to hear a much, much better version of that song. It's by a band called Bully. They just put out a 7-inch on Sub Pop Records. And yeah, this is About a Girl on Assorted Hour 101.5. UMFM. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Agapito right before that with Ebb and Flow off of their EP Sadism. Great, great local band. Very, very high energy. What a sight to see them live. It's the front man is just, he's incredible. I didn't discover that band or that album through the No Pants record store shopping, but I heard it recently. It popped up on Shuffle, and I thought, man, what a good song. I had to play it anyways. Spotlights before that with their version of the Pixies' Wave of Mutilation, going almost like a heavy shoegazer type version. And Bully started it off with their version of Nirvana's About a Girl from their Sub Pop 7-inch. All right, coming up next, band whose last album, It Will Never End, ended up on my top 10 of 2019. Sue from Seattle have just put out a new three-way split single. We're going to hear their contribution with a track called The Beast on Assorted Hour at 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard TV Freaks out of Toronto with a track called Space. That was from their brand new released Scraps Volume 1, which features a bunch of odds and ends, plus a couple of demos. Always love me some TV Freaks. Yeah, never pass up an opportunity on those guys. Hitter from Chicago before that with a track called Funeral. That's off their brand new album, Hard Enough. Released right on the heels of their recent split 7-inch with Midnight Dice. Played that track a couple weeks ago, I think. Cold Meat out of Perth, Australia. Before that, that was a track called Lazy Anarchy off their Pork Sword Fever EP, released a couple years ago. And we started it off with Sue. That was The Beast from The Abyss Stares Back. All right, next up, we got a band out in Nashville called Donors. They just put out their self-titled EP, and I was listening to this, and I thought, well, they were really reminding me of another Nashville band, Husband Stitch. So I did a little digging, and it turns out that this album was actually recorded by Shibby Poole of Husband Stitch. So there you go. All right, let's give this a listen to. This is Donors with Always, Sometimes, Never on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Cold run.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Cuddy's Gym from Glasgow. That was a track called Can I Eat off of their album Zante. Mets before that from Toronto, obviously. You should know that. That was a brand new track of theirs called Acid from 7-inch on Sub Pop Records. And Donors from Nashville started that set off with Always, Sometimes, Never from their self-titled EP. All right, next up, I want to feature a few bands that through this whole pandemic have managed to still create new music through recording at home and then sending their tracks to their bandmates and piecing together a song that way. I can't imagine that's an easy way to jam, but you know, I have to give them respect for doing that. So we're going to hear a trio of songs recorded in that process. Starting off with Acids from Toronto. This is Circle Square on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard a set of isolation recordings. That was Helicon from Glasgow with Too Much Is Not Enough. Toronto Blessings out of the UK with a track called Salvation. We've heard a few other recordings of theirs done in this fashion in the last couple of weeks. That's their third installment now. And Acids started the set off with Circle Square. So I'm going to leave you off here with a tribute to another musician that passed away this week, Florian Schneider from Kraftwerk, who was, they were pioneers in electronic music. We're going to hear Big Black's version of The Model. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid.